Hey everybody, Rand, Will, and I had a conversation about MF Doom, that's all caps, and afterwards, had to nerd out about Final Fantasy VII a little bit. Come on, man, just had to. So here's some of that conversation.
Oh yeah, I thought it was great. It definitely made me want to go back and, you know, revisit some of those songs and things and but yeah, it gave me all the feels. I knew they would make some changes here and there and kind of stretch some moments out, and I was okay with it. It was beautiful, man. Like, that game got me in my feelings, man. It was a lot of emotion playing through that. Just because I, as a fan for so long, I just really never thought this would happen, you know?
Right.
And so to see this fully fleshed out the way, you know, these developers intended in 97, you know, was a sight to behold, man. There's times when you're in the city just looking up at the plate and you're just you see the sheer size of it and it's just breathtaking, man.
It really,
it's awesome.
And so what do you think? Because I'm still in Midgar. I mean, obviously, like the first time I played it, I thought the whole game was going to be in Midgar, if I'm being honest. I didn't think I was ever going to get out of Midgar, which, whatever, man. I thought that was cool. But when you hear some of the voices for the first time, oh, you know what? you played this. You played with this on the Black Materia remake. Mako. Did that blow your mind when you heard Mako? Because I always thought it was Mako.
Definitely did. There was a lot of confusion. I was just like, wait, what? You know, like, all this time? We thought, you know. So that's one part of it, is where, like, when you've had it in your head, the way this should be pronounced, you've had it in your head, the way people should sound, and now they all have voices and personalities and, you know, weird quirks and, you know, facial expressions. It's a little odd, because it's like, I felt like I knew this game and I knew this world, you know, and I'm like, what? My whole life is a lie, you know? I start thinking, like, everything's a lie, like, nothing's real. You know, I'm like, what else are they going to say? It's going to be like, his name's Beret instead of Barrett. You know, like, I just kept thinking, like, being prepared for, like, some other strange change. But from friends of mine who are into Japanese culture, they're very clear about it, that there is no long vowel sound after a consonant.
Oh.
So I think it's a very common thing to not have an A sound, like Mako. It'll be Mako. So I don't know. Like, some friends already knew that. And I guess in other shows, I think in what was it, Legend of Korra or some other show, they say they have Mako and they pronounce it Mako. But I didn't think so.
Mako, Mako, you know, let's call the whole thing off. That's not funny, Justin. It's okay. But if you'd like things that are fun and or funny, the conversation is After the Fact number 68, and you can get that by going to patreon.com/ohhijustin. The rest of that conversation, Final Fantasy VIII, we go over Rand's list, stuff like that. You just check that out. Dollar gets you in the door. And if you'd like to hear our conversation on MF Doom, Deprogrammed is available on all podcast platforms.